A group of homeowners in coastal Ocean County is fighting back against the use of eminent domain by the state of New Jersey. As WHYY's Joe Hernandez reports, the conflict centers on construction of protective sand dunes.
New Jersey and the Army Corps of Engineers started building sand dunes along the coastline after the devastating floods of Superstorm Sandy 3 years ago. But not all beachfront homeowners are on board, and the state is moving to take parts of their land for dune construction through its power of eminent domain. Anthony Delapel represents the 17 homeowners in Point Pleasant, Brick, and Manaloking who he says already have sand dunes for protection.
They are opposing the state's efforts here. They think they're unnecessary. And they think, quite frankly, that the public resources can be put to a better use by trying to provide protection in other ways that they are not already doing on their own dimes and at their own expense.
Beachfront homeowners in other parts of the state, including Margate near Atlantic City, have also challenged New Jersey on its use of eminent domain for beach protection projects. But many scientists agree that something has to be done to protect coastal towns from increasingly stronger storms.
Superstorm Sandy certainly showed that dunes were a very good first defense for flooding and storm surge coming in on the ocean side.
Lisa Auermuller is the watershed coordinator for the Rutgers Estuarine Research Center in Tuckerton. She helps policymakers understand the science behind coastal protection.
There is consensus that we need to look at those issues and those vulnerabilities, especially as flooding increases and gets exacerbated with factors like sea level rise. There is not consensus about exactly the right way to do it.
That could change this weekend with Winter Storm Jonas. The state climatologist says storm surge levels in South Jersey could be as bad as they were during Superstorm Sandy. From the New Jersey desk, I'm Joe Hernandez, WHYY News.